You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to the show, Sunny Moon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Well, it is afternoon, yeah. It's not your real name, is it? Your real name's Hassan, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Well, we're going to call you Sunny for the rest of the afternoon.
That's cool.
Because it is sunny out. So, and if people can't see, but if you go onto the webcam, I'll turn around a minute, they'll be able to see your rather lovely shirt.
Yeah.
With matching tie, which is kind of very bright yellow.
Thank you, look at that.
It's Sunday clothing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, you're a singer-songwriter, guitarist from Dagenham.
That's right.
Essex, originally from Nigeria and
Lebanon, the Middle East, Beirut.
Okay. Yeah. You've been in Dagenham for most
since 1986.
Okay. Now, let's get to the music, because how would you describe your musical genre, as they say?
Oh, that's a good question, because it's my style. I'll leave it down to the listeners and how they would actually regard it as. I write my own material and produce it, so I have my own style, as you could say.
You got a quote on one of your sites saying Mediterranean style self-penned music from the heart.
Yeah, I am from the Mediterranean, so I'm thinking maybe that would have been a good way of putting it across. Some of it is happy summery songs, and I tend to produce in many different styles as well. With a couple of very good musicians that I know down from Muse Production, which do help me with the whole album, actually. They're all Nick Michaels and Phil Current. Will not be fair if I didn't mention them, because without them, my music journey wouldn't have started, and I owe a lot to them. And, of course, to justjenny@essex@gmail.com.
Just Jenny. She's a regular in it. Yeah, she's regular over there. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
Here in the background, she's coloured her hair a different colour as well. She's bright red.
I like it actually.
Cherry red, is it? Cherry red?
Yeah.
There you go. And she'll be on a show, actually, 27th, you'll be on Eat My Brunch with Michelle. So she'll be talking about Salon Guinea Pig, so that's something to look out for. And you'll find details of that on the phoenixfm.com. If you look down on the side, you'll see all the guests that are coming into the show, and you'll find Jenny on there. And make sure to tune in for that 10 till 1, Monday to Friday. Now, tell us about your musical journey, Sonny, because what made you want to jump into the music industry? Tough industry.
It is a very tough industry, of course. I just realised in 2009, after visiting Lebanon, after 20 years or so, that most of my family and friends remember me for the music. I used to carry my guitar, run around playing, and they said, "You always had your guitar on you. What has happened with that?" And my daughter just turned 16 now, and she was 12 at the time, and that stopped me from doing anything major in the business, because you know, being a dad and responsibilities come first. Kind of took the back seat, my music, for a while, and then I decided, right, maybe I should go back to my passion, which is music, and produce everything that I've written before and sing, which is what I love doing, really. And my daughter's support has been amazing, to be honest. And of course, my partner Pam, she's pushed me on forward as well. And all my friends that I've come across since 2009 to now have been amazing support with my music. I would like to say thank you to every one of them. Without them, I wouldn't be sitting in here today.
And it sounds like music is a passion of yours.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's an addiction as well, I think.
So with what comes, you're doing it mainly for yourself and the fun of music. And
to me, it's about having the songs creating something that will last for a very, very long time. I suppose as long as people play them, and it's an art that I'm very passionate about. I really like doing the song. I like the stages of going through it, where it's acoustic. I write with my guitar, so I tend to lock myself up and write about experiences that I am experiencing and write about myself, which is a bit selfish, really, but it's being true to yourself, I suppose. Write things that I feel and what I'm going through at the time. For example, the four songs we're going to play two of today, I've written about experiences that happened to me 3 months ago. Literally, that's how fresh it is. And I thought, I'll sing. If I can't tell them, I might as well sing it across. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I don't think telling the person will help you or anybody in that position, because it's hard to explain it. Mm-hmm. It's just something that you do from your heart and being true to yourself.
Well, we're gonna do. You brought your guitar, so we're gonna do a live track soon. But we're gonna play one off the CD first, and this track is "I'm a Fool." Before I play that, tell us quickly a bit about that track.
That track is Am I a Fool? Basically, is when you're in love with someone for so long and for so many years, you come across the doubt, are you in the right place for the right reasons? Then you have to doubt yourself for 5 minutes. And I think that song is mainly about knowing that even if I'm a fool, loving you was good enough for me.
Okay, let's give it a whirl.
It's been a long time, and I'm still here. What can I find without you here? Everyone I meet seems to know my heartache, and everyone I know knows I'm not the same anymore. What could I do? Take me down. And I've been standing here, lost as a clown. Am I a your mind? Will it ever be? Or am I lost in space? I've been carrying this pain for far too long now. My eyes have run dry from all the pain inside. Can I be what I'm meant to be? And can I say what's hunting me? Am I a my cry? You know I wanted you, but you didn't feel that way too. Can I be what my dreams are meant to be? And what could I say to make you change your mind? What could I do? Now it's been said. But in your eyes I see another dream that don't include me. What can I do? My eyes are tired. I've cried every night to sleep, and in my dreams you're right beside me. Where could I hide? What could I say to make you stay? What could I do to make you want me to? Am I a fool? Am I a fool to love you like?
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, made me jump. That did. Left it on. Welcome back. That was a really, really great track. It was more dancing than I expected. It's got a great backbeat. This is off the... Is this off the album... Be Yourself.
Yeah, which this is my fourth album that I'm writing at the moment. I finished four tracks on there.
Yeah.
This is the first, should be the first song on the album, yeah.
Okay. Now, is this, have you got a date for this to come out, or?
Hopefully, if all goes to plan, by August this year, it should be ready out. Yeah. It should be ready to download. They're all available on Reverbination under the name of Sunny Moon, with a U, Sunny Moon, open bracket, H-A-S-N, close bracket. If you Google that, it should come up. And they're ready for download for just under a dollar, I believe.
I need a dollar.
Yeah, that's it. I need less than that. 99 cents, please.
Well, that's probably about 7.65, 69p in UK pound sterling. And... let's quickly go through because the Twitters and stuff, because it's quite important nowadays. You can you can find her on Twitter at
Hassan Hass, H-A-S-N-H-A-S, capital letters, at Hassan Hass on Twitter. On Facebook, Sunny Moon. On Reverbination, as Sunny Moon, open bracket, H-A-S-N, close bracket. If you Google that, they all should show up, and hopefully you should be able to support my music.
Yeah, it's quite easy to find. I found you quite easy. It's if you Google it, comes straight up.
Yeah.
Now, if you could work with someone as an artist, who would you like to work with? Who would most kind of your music would suit if you had to sing, say, a duet or?
I would love to say Pete Barham.
Brem,
sorry.
Pete Brem.
Yeah, but I've met him and he's a lovely character.
I'd say Bruno Mars as well would be good for you, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't want to start hitting at the clouds, no. I mean, yeah, I mean, George Michael would be one I'd love to produce with. Yeah, if I'm lucky enough one day.
Yeah. Just don't let him give you a lift, that's the only thing. He does like to drive into yellow things as well. The last shop he drove into was yellow, wasn't it? hello, George. I know he'll be listening.
Yeah, sorry. I hope not.
Probably around Bruno Mars's house.
No, definitely. If you produce one of my songs, I'll be very happy with that.
Now, are you gigging at the moment? Do you do many gigs?
We've got a few gigs in line. Yeah, I mean live performances. I'll call them, not any of my live shows yet. But there is a few work in the pipeline, but no details to follow on Riverbee, and I'll be tweeting them as soon as they're available.
Okay. What about YouTube? Have you ventured into any videos?
I have actually, yeah. The thing with YouTube, it's more of an experiment phase for me. I don't really think any of my stuff will go viral as such. Because there's not a lot of video, which I'm thinking of doing that video clips on the songs that I've written and produced. But, yeah. I mean, to me, in a way I have, from my second album, I mean, I have an album on iTunes. It's called Ready for London, open bracket, H-A-S-N, close bracket. And it's on iTunes. And I've got most of the songs from that on Jimmy Fan 2000, which we did download them before. But I've not done any proper videos to put on YouTube as such. I've not done any proper videos yet.
But mostly stuff where you've been singing and people have taken...
Yeah, old, really, really bad voice and sound, but yeah.
Well, still lots of fun though. It's great to see them on
pictures of me when I was like now, 20 stone, no, 12 and a half stone.
You couldn't do it years ago. Now you can put stuff on and, you know, you find old videos and you put them on YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
and
I love it. Oh, it does sell music, YouTube, I'll tell you that, because I had to go and buy an artist without mentioning names. All of his three albums, just because YouTube, I was listening to them on there. And it does sell music, yeah.
Now, before we do a live track, I know we were talking earlier on about writing music. Talk me through how you write your music, because obviously it's you were saying it's, you know, personal to you. You write about yourself, but so you play guitar. I know you got some lyric sheet there. Do you jot stuff down during the day and then write the song, or do you strum out some beats and then add the words to it? Well, talk us through your songwriting process.
Well, I started writing at the age of 12, and as we went through the years, the process changed as well. Recently, with the technology as it is, I've got a mobile phone, which I'll just tape straight away, videotape the song. When I feel it's coming, something's happening in my head, I plug my guitar in, put it in a corner there, and I play. I don't focus on anything, I just play. And whatever comes up, then I enhance on that and I work on that in a sense. The lyrics come out naturally. Most of my songs write themselves, to be honest with you, in that sense. It's when you get to, I like the stages, you start from an acoustic guitar with 3-4 chords combination there, and then the melody and the harmony, and then I think of a chorus that will fit that, and then work my way through. I like to keep it basic. I do like ballads or whatever they call them, but yeah, I'm not what you say a pro musician, as in sense, I'm more play things as they come along and naturally.
So you know me play CFG, that'd be me. CFG, CFG.
I think you're right there. I think I know about
G7. That's quite, he's that's easy. He's only two fingers. G7, G7, G. C.
Yeah, it's true though. Because
most of my flats, because you've got to put the bar across and hurt your finger.
It would take me about a month to write a song properly, and then in the studio about 12 to 8 hours, between 8 to 12 hours to get it produced. And over a couple of three to four days. But I've got a principle up. I set a time. I set 2 hours. Get this song done and dusted in 2 hours. And move on to the next one. Then go back to the mixing and producing at a later date.
Yeah. Right, we're going to do a live track. You're going to sing a track called Crazy About You. Tell us a quick bit about that.
I wrote that in literally the time it takes to listen to it. Four minutes. I was standing after watching X Factor, actually, and saw some of my friends on it, and I thought, you know what, it's quite impressive, because I was nearly there myself, but didn't make the third stage, didn't make it to TV, so that was fine. But it kind of inspired me. I'll say if anything good come out of it, it inspired me to write this song today. Yeah, it's about a friend of mine as well, who I thought the music was quite inspirational. And everything about them inspired me to be to write this song, actually. And they made it on the show when they done really well.
Okay. Well, set yourself up.
Okay. Go.
Just give it a whirl.
Temperature rises, and just with a kiss, you can ignite my feelings. So hold me tonight, let's walk under the moonlight. I've been here before, but never so true. Everything about you makes me want you more. I know your name, well now it's in shining lights. I've seen this before, but not with so many stars. About you, I'm crazy about you, crazy about you. I've tried this kind of love, but got me nowhere. Thinking it's time to try it again. Oh, say that you do and mean it too. Oh, say that you do. I'm crazy about you. One more night and I'll be doing fine. One more night still the moonlight. I know you're not right. Well, you're not too far from it. I know it's too late, but I'm willing to give it a try. I might be old, but my heart is young, and my mind knows a lot more than what silly games will do to you. What true love means when it's knocking on your door. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. I'm crazy about you.
Fantastic. Love that track. Really lively as well, wasn't it? That track, Crazy About You, and that's going to be on the new album, Be Yourself.
Yep.
We've got four tracks off that.
It's actually available to listen and download right now on River B as well. All the four songs are on there, the latest ones I've done.
And we'll try and get through them all before the end of the show. Now, we were talking earlier on about being unsigned. You're looking to change that.
Yes, please, hopefully, yeah.
It's a hard process to do. And there's also, you mentioned X Factor. Obviously, it's something, I was going to ask you, is it something you'd look at? But it's something you have looked at some of the talent shows, Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
They've got also Live and Unsigned is another one, which is out there, which is not televised, but still equally as popular. Is it something that you're still looking at doing, going through that process?
Yeah, I mean, for today's generation, they don't know how lucky they are for having these shows, mm-hmm. giving people a platform to start their careers from. But when I was 16, 17, we didn't have that in England or anywhere, actually. There was Stars in Your Eyes and stuff like that, which was organised to a certain event.
Stars in Your Eyes, yeah. Well, quite a few people come, Jim Davis and that, I'll come from some of that.
Mm. Yeah, in a way, but we don't have any big names that have ever made it, like Ollie, for example. But yeah, the opportunities now are there, so taking every chance you can get to get in the feedback and the following that you would need. In the old days, you just pub and geeked and did stuff, and you had a following through word of mouth, really, and radio station. And radio was the main platform for people. With internet and everything now, you don't have to wait for a record deal. You can actually get your music out there and start doing your thing. You believe in yourself good enough, people will start believing in you. And what I'm really after is a publishing and distributing deal. And that will help in the mainstream. But my music is available to buy now.
What type of music do you listen to yourself when you're around? I mean, you've got quite a few CDs. We'll talk about those in a second. Do you listen to yourself a bit? Or,
I do listen. I love listening to my songs. I'm probably one of those people that does. I know a lot of people don't.
Do you self-criticise and do you think, oh, I've got to go back and change that? Or?
In a way, I like to leave the mistakes in there after I come out of the studio. Mm. It's a special moment for me when I do that. Of course, if I've got the money and time...
Well, listen to some of mine. I have a lifetime worth of video on my
to do mine. To me, songs are like children, you know? You don't try to change them. Just nourish them and look after them.
Yeah. We're going to have a couple of ads and we're going to come back and talk about the CDs that you gave me earlier on. 2 seconds.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back to the show, Sunny Moon. Now, we was talking about some of the CDs. You have given me three CDs here. Now, tell us a little bit about these, because we've got the Year of Jimmy Fan.
2000,
With, is that a picture of you?
That was the picture of me, yes.
Well, still is.
Yeah.
I do love your shirt. You must have a fantastic shirt collection. And that's got 10, you've got 10 songs on that.
Yeah, I think you keep an album down to 10 songs. Yeah.
So, you've got quite a few albums out, because you've got the one, Just Simply Hassan, Ready for London.
That was the first album, yeah.
Is that you playing the piano?
Yes, that was me.
Do you play piano?
Yeah, I do.
On the tracks as well?
On the tracks, definitely. I've used a lot of sampling of piano riffs on there, yeah.
And you've got, this is again, 10 tracks, Reach Me, you've got, it's quite good. Then you've got Phil, you've got, just looking for the producer, here we go, look, Phil Curran and Nick Michaels.
Yeah. Co-produced by myself as well with them, yeah. They and played instruments on the album.
They did. And they did produce all three of these albums?
I've worked with all, yeah, with them on all the three albums, and the fourth one there.
And this one is, more family. Yeah, Honesty,
Tenacity and Loyalty, yeah.
Yeah, Hassan, and that's the...
That was the last album. The one that is actually finished and done, dusted with, the third one, done last year. Please Hear Me is my favourite song, although I like all my songs, although depending on who's listening to them, everyone has a preference what they would like to have. And I tend to produce in so many different genres, not to just specific pop, like we can have reggae songs, jazz, and just change it a bit in there, depending on the mood of the song and how it takes me at the time.
Yeah. So when you're on stage or you're at a gig, what song do you like to play? Would you, out of all your songs, do you think, oh, I love playing this track? It goes down great with the crowd, or just you like to play it for yourself? Do you have a favourite song?
Yes, I do have, mostly when I was working with a friend of mine named Wendy Davison from Velvet Skies. She's a singer as well on the circuit, and Sarah as well. They're both a duet, and they do a lot of shows around. And basically, we did a show for the charity a while back with Pete that was there, and I sang Please Hear Me and Father's Song, a song for my dad I wrote, and I loved the reaction from people, and I loved, because they were the last recent ones. I tend to do, whenever a gig comes up, the recent one. And when I did the Water Rats, I had to do the whole set of an hour and a half, which I used all of the songs on there, and the response was good, depending on the venue and the time and where I'm at. I tend to promote myself, so I tend to do the ones I just finished recently.
Yeah. I've seen a collaboration now with Pete. I'm seeing it. I'm visualising it. Jenny's just smiled. Look.
Hopefully it will be happening very soon. There's so many other performers.
But you might have to get matching hats, because he does like to wear a hat, as old
Pete.
Yeah,
he does. He does.
You know what I mean? He couldn't even wear the headphones, because he wouldn't take his hat off. He's stuck to his head. Yeah, hello, Pete. He'd be probably listening.
Hello, Pete.
What I'm talking about. We're going to play... I'm going to play another track off this... Be Yourself. Now we're going to go for track 4, which is Take Me Back in Time.
Yes.
Tell me a little about this track.
This track, I was in on holiday in Spain, and I thought, I haven't done something for the dance crowd yet. So I thought, it's summer, let's do this for them. This is a dance record.
This is the one I nearly put on earlier on, because I know it's going to start off really banging, because we kind of played a millisecond of it earlier on. So, and this one, again, is coming off the current album. Yeah. Can you purchase? Is this one ready to purchase?
Yes, it's available on Reverb Nation as well.
Great stuff.
Take me back in time to that special night. We're young and free, had nothing on our plate, and all I wanted was just to be what I am today, not knowing the price that I will pay and what it'll do to you. And I wanna show you that I didn't mean your heart. I wanna hold you and comfort you in my arms. And everywhere we went, we took our carefree approach to life that made everything so wonderful. And now we live that dream, and the price that we paid has brought us closer to reality in so many different ways. And I wanna show you, I wanna tell you how I feel without hurting you or letting go. You had your dreams, I had my ambitions. Now I'm learning from my mistakes while you pay the price. And I wanna show you that I didn't.
in time to that special place where trouble didn't exist, no greed stood in the way. And hold me once again like you did back then, before all the life we know has evaporated into thin air. And I wanna show you
with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Sunny Moon there, take me back in time. Let's have a quick look what's happening on the roads.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, Sunny.
Hi.
Now, what's the rest of the goal then for 2014? What's your, obviously, you want to try and get signed.
Oh yeah, definitely. For me, my goal is to get a publishing deal and a distributing and publishing deal, hopefully, is my main priority. And two, performing as many gigs as we can possibly manage to get ourselves into. Me, Peter, Wendy, and of course, Jenny. And hopefully we'll get you down to sing a couple of songs.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll there. I'm learning to rap as well at the moment. I'll start off with presents of Christmas, but I'm moving on from that.
Yeah.
Now, I must say I was quite surprised, not taken back, but because originally I thought it was we was going to be playing quite a lot of kind of guitar riff stuff, but your music's quite funky, really, isn't it? It's quite fast beat. I think Jenny said holiday music earlier on. It's kind of stuff you go and listen to in the clubs. And I've also noticed that most of your songs are rather happy, quite cheerful kind of beats.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
You've got nothing. One of the ones where you know people draw on those. You know,
yeah. I have one in my second album, which is called "To Hold You."
My toes got gout.
Sorry,
they won't know what we're talking about now because it was off air comments, wouldn't it?
No, well, this was actually for May He Rest in Peace. My uncle passed away, and I wrote this song about him. So that's one of the hardest songs to actually perform live because it takes me right back to that moment. His name was Ahmed, and he passed away last year. And I wrote a song within that month he passed away. So the feelings are in the song. It's called To Hold You. And unfortunately, he passed away with cancer. That's why I'm very passionate about charity events and especially things to do with cancer and research and helping people out.
And they're getting so close to it now. It really is a big fight.
I mean, there's a lot of us out there who feels the same.
Mm-hmm. I've done a gig last night, actually, for the cancer thing. On those the beats that we were talking about earlier on, it's, obviously you're playing you're doing the guitars. Who's doing all the work for the mastered versions of the songs we've played?
Basically, it's myself and a guy called Nick Michaels and Phil Current.
So
the musicians that work on the whole production
on the album,
co-produced with all three of us together. Basically, they're what I would call instrumentalists, people who come in. But to me, they're family, and they're definitely part of the production of this. And this is part of them as well. I wouldn't want to say, oh, it's all my work. And so, no, without them, that wouldn't be there on the table or anywhere on there today.
And I can see some of your future gigs possibly being some clubs, because you could sing along to that kind of track in a club. And
yeah, the thing I don't like doing at all is doing covers for other people's songs. I don't like doing that, and mainly most pubs and clubs and restaurants require that as a basic standard for you to do. It's not that I won't do it any justice, it's just I don't think I have the heart in it for that sort of thing. I'm not saying anything against the people that do it, because I admire them for it, well done. But I believe in writing and creating something and let the world hear it and not follow pursuit what other people. And maybe after 10, you know, awards or being famous for many years, that I might do a cover album of other songs.
And it's interesting because the minute you do a cover, it's automatically people look at the original, and then straight away you get the criticism. Is it better or you know, has it succeeded to match, at least match it, unless you completely strip it down, and then it becomes a kind of different song, and the whole thing seems a bit pointless in the first place. Yeah. But you're right, it is hard to find gigs where people don't want covers. But I think, from what I've heard on the tracks that we've played so far, that most of those will go down pretty well in most establishments.
Yeah, in London, there's a lot of clubs that are just specifically for singer-songwriters, and there's obviously talent competitions for singer-songwriters and events for that. But a lot of the people that I know and hang out with and visit and go to see their shows and promote and support them do a lot of covers, and they're very good for it, because that's training in its own way. I'm not nothing against that. But I'd love when they write their own stuff. I'm more interested in people writing and producing their own stuff. Mm-hmm. And get endless flow of music.
Okay. Now we're going to play track 2 from this album, Crazy About You. Now, this is the one you played the live version of earlier on.
Yes.
So this is the master version. Is it completely different?
I'll let the listeners judge this and see how far and how it changes from being raw as an acoustic cut and how it was written originally, and how I produced it, and how it came out with bass, drums, and the whole feel to it. Mm-hmm. Changed.
And when we write the blog up, I'll separate those tracks and we can put them side by side and we can have a listen to both.
You see, even some of the lyrics change, even though I have written the song myself now.
Okay, so then, this is Crazy About You.
And just with a kiss, you can ignite my feelings. So hold me tonight, let's dance till the morning light. I've been here before, but never so true. Everything about you makes me want you more. I know your name. Well, now it's a shiny light. I've seen this before, but not with so many stars. I've tried this kind of love, but got me nowhere. I'm thinking it's time to try it again. Oh, say that you do, and mean it too. Oh, say that you do, I'm crazy about you. Far from me, I know it's too late,
but I'm willing to give it a try. I might be old, but my heart is young, and my mind knows a lot more than what silly games will do to you, and what true love means when it's knocking on your door. Just take the time, oh, take all the time you need. I'll still be waiting, I'll still be waiting.
Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
That'll be me. Welcome back. Well, thanks, Sonny. That was great. I love that track. It's got obviously the same track. There's not too much difference. I like the kind of bit, but the backbeats might change the song. I don't know which I prefer best. I think they're both different versions of the same track, aren't they?
Yeah.
But both great. Now, just before we go, let's just quickly run through if people want to get to these tracks and find them online, because you can download them and buy most of these tracks. Reverb Nation is one place. We can. The Twitter was Hassan Hass, which is HASNHAS for Twitter. Facebook is under
Hassan T. Hujaj.
Yep. I'm glad you said that, not me. Reverb Nation is Sunny Moon, isn't it?
Yeah.
With a Hassan in the brackets.
Open bracket, HASN, close bracket. That's Reverb Nation.
Great stuff. Listen, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very
much. And we
hope
to have you back very soon. Once this is complete, this album, you'll have to pop back in and say hello.
It would be a pleasure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. 88.